Country Road Take Me Home to Trends.
Oh, shot out of a cannon, this one.
Aha! I wanted to bring it in on a down note.
Country Road.
You're listening to Trends.
Trends.
I should say.
Not Country Road, because if you were listening to Country Road, if you're like me, you wouldn't be. You'd switch the channel.
Welcome to Country Road. My name is Reggie, and I'm going to be talking all about the road today.
We got some Kayfield.
Kayfield's with me. Over there, we got some pebbles, and to our...
We got a brook over in our back.
There's a bubbling brook. There's a stream. I'm going to fly fish later with some of those waders.
I'm just going to kind of whittle in a hammock here. Actually, I'm going to whittle the hammock, then I'm going to hang out in the hammock while I whittle.
It's a wooden hammock.
Yep.
All right, we should drop the facade, everyone. This is still Trends.
Yep, don't turn it. Don't
I'm
turn
still
it.
Levi. That's still Dan over there.
Still Dan. Dan Kayfield Hetzel.
And Trends is an improvised podcast where some wackadoo shows up and gives us a topic, and then we pull it all apart like a big ball of silly putty.
Or sometimes we like fill a cannon full of just information.
That's true. We put an encyclopedia in a cannon.
Yeah, and we fucking shoot it.
That's right. At ourselves.
Yeah, at ourselves, and sometimes it hits us in the face, sometimes it hits us in the chest. We try not to aim for the nose and the nuts. That's kind of the rule.
No nose, no nuts.
Yeah, no nose,
there's
no nuts.
There's a sign up on the wall. No nose, no nuts.
It's like the old boxing rules. No nose, no nuts.
No nose, nuts.
And like, wherever it falls, then we tear it apart like wolves.
Exactly.
Or like dire wolves.
Or
wolves listening to Dire Straits.
Oh, wolves listening to Dire Straits are confused because they want to hunt, but they're also kind of mellowing out.
And they're bigger than the average wolf.
They are, because they got fat from just sitting. And they like to think of themselves as the Sultans of Swing.
Yes.
That's just how wolves react. I think wolves mostly react to that song more than...
But we'll never know because we're not wolves. So
not really. That was not real. We're not. If anyone thinks this is wolves talking, you're wrong.
Yeah. And two wolves do not make a pack.
No. You need more than... You can have a lone wolf or a pack of wolves, but two wolves is weak.
You also have a lone wolf and a cub.
That's true. Lone wolf and cub is another... Hey, that's a book series.
Yeah, that's my favorite story ever.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, it's great. There's a boy named Tom Sawyer and a boy named Huck Finn.
Now, good.
Their nickname, they play a dice game in the street.
Of course.
And one of them is so good at it, because he practices all by himself. And that's Tom Sawyer. He's called the Lone Wolf. And he kind of takes Huckberry Finn under his wing, so they call him a cub because he tries to teach him all his dice tricks.
Hey, at any point, does the lone wolf have to paint a fence, but then he pretends it's really fun, so he gets the cub to paint it instead?
Yeah,
does that happen?
Absolutely. That happens a lot. And also, I believe Huck Finn, the cub, also runs away on a raft, and he hangs out with an escaped gentleman.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Let's move on to a different topic before you name that gentleman.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, Dan... it's nice to see you. You look dapper tonight.
I am wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm just wearing a sweatsuit. I didn't know. I didn't come from. I just came from home.
Oh, you look like you came from the gym. Are you sure you didn't come to the gym?
Yeah, I mean, I went to the gym and then I went home and had a snack and then I came here.
Oh.
And I didn't have a chance to shower or anything, so I hope I smell okay.
You're fine. You just kind of look like you've been, doing some stuff. You
know? Yeah. I've been doing some squat thrusts.
What?
A date?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
No, she didn't show up, so.
Oh, well, sorry. How did the date go anyways, aside from that?
Oh, I had a great meal. I had some steak tartare.
Wow, excellent.
You know? And I sent it back because it wasn't cooked. And then they brought it back to me and it still wasn't cooked. And
that's confusing.
Yeah, I just decided to leave a tip and not pay for it. And I went across the street to the Supermarket and got a couple of hot dogs.
I can't leave it alone. The idea of sending steak tartare back because it's not cooked so much reminds me, that's like something Abbott and Costello should have done. They should have gotten around to.
I'm sure that.
Do you think they did that? Do you think that happened?
Oh yeah, somewhere.
Wait, are you stealing a bit from Abbott and Costello?
I have never, and I never will see an Abbott and Costello movie.
What?
To find out. Yeah, I'm not.
How do you know what happens with Frankenstein? You'll never know what happened when they met Frankenstein.
I do. He probably tore them apart.
No. Surprisingly enough...
Then they didn't meet the real Frankenstein.
Comical adventures happened.
Yeah, they didn't meet the real Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's mostly just big and confused. He's not a threat.
No. Is he the Frankenstein in the blazer jacket, or is he the Frankenstein in the fur, like, vest?
The blazer. I mean, he's a little more modern. He's not fur jacket Frankenstein.
It's like when they met I'm sure they probably met the Wolfman, too, because Wolfman... I think all these things, they would have been torn apart. I would gladly pay to see Abbott and Costello get torn apart by Frankenstein, the Wolfman, the Mummy, the Invisible...
Well, there's a famous scene where they're in a diner, and I think in reality they would have been torn apart in that diner, too. I mean, if you want to ground it in reality. They tried to steal sandwiches without paying for them.
Oh, didn't they just usually have to do dishes after that?
No, they did some wordplay. They're like, yeah, here, give me a half a sandwich. And then another waitress comes out and they're like, I don't want the sandwich anymore. You know what? I'll just have half. And it's really convoluted. Are you sure what they did with wordplay? Well, I mean, that's... I like Abbott Costello, so I don't need to sit here and take this from you.
I'm sorry.
I respect them.
I apologize.
When I was a kid, I thought they were geniuses.
I did too until I wised up, so...
Well, you know, it's nostalgia for me. I still love, you know...
But what do I know? I like Laurel and Hardy, so...
Laurel and Hardy are awesome. Exactly. That's not ignorance.
Not at all.
It's a beautiful...
I'm a Marx brother, so what do I know? And Buster Keaton. But I do not like that hack Charlie Chaplin.
Nobody does.
No.
He's the Justin Bieber of his era.
He is.
He's what he was. Just a flash in the
smell
pan.
Smell that flower and cry. All right.
Exactly. Stupid crying flowers smelling mother son of a goddamn. Open this door!
It's open.
Oh. Let me in!
Oh, come in.
You just...
Are you gonna just walk through?
Wait,
are you a vampire?
No, I'm coming in!
All right.
Step back! We're just gonna sit.
You seem flustered.
Get out of my way!
Nobody's in your way. There's no obstructions or anything.
No sudden movements.
Okay.
We're calmly sitting, sir. Yeah. Can we help you with something? We're trying to.
Don't allow my tuxedo to frighten you, sir.
Don't put on nice clothes. I'm here to deliver this.
Oh, well, thank you.
Take this satchel. Just take it! Take it!
Why is this warm?
Don't touch me!
I'm not touching your satchel. Hang on.
Don't look at me like that!
Nobody's looking at you. I'm looking at your satchel.
Let me out of here!
Go! Nobody's
open the door!
The door is open, sir. Just go through it.
I'm leaving!
It's nice to see your back.
Get away from me!
Man, fuck you!
Whoa, wow. That is the...
Whoa, Joffers is swinging at him. Yeah, Joffers is connected.
Yikes. Dan, go close the studio Joffers door. We don't want that guy getting...
He's dragging the body.
Oh, you want to watch.
Yeah, there's blood on the floor.
Is it Joffers is from his knuckles or from the guy?
Both, I think. Yeah, Joffers is sucking on his knuckles, but I think he broke the guy's nose. There's no nuts. There is no nuts.
No, that's just in here. I'm glad we have that sign.
Yeah, well, that guy was being kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he seemed confused.
He did.
And, I don't know, not the best delivery man.
No, but let's see what we got here.
Yeah, it's, what is that?
I don't know,
was it cutlery? It's, like silverware?
There's just some spoons.
Is there others? Is there forks and knives, or?
Oh, just a lot of spoons.
Oh, yeah, wow. Oh, I've got some.
There's two sets of spoons.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Well, I didn't deliver it.
No, but you gave me, you could have kept all the spoons for you.
I'll give you the best spoons.
Yeah, these match. Oh, I get it. That must be our topic. Spoons.
Oh, of course. I was thinking it was cutlery. Gotcha.
Well, there's no knives.
That's true.
So, today's trends topic is spoons. I guess. Which is, it's a font of,
Is that a font?
It's a font of...
Like Cambria and, that's the only font I can think of right
no,
now.
No, not a writing style. No, like a... a font of ideas will spring from...
You mean a fountain. You mean to say fountain.
No, a font is another word.
Yeah. What is it another word for? I'm sorry.
It's not a big deal. No. A font of... I can't even put it in a sentence. It's a font of ideas. It just means it's a sort of a treasure trove of ideas.
So is the Fonzie? Is he like a treasure trove of a man?
That's not how you pronounce it. It's
Fonzie. Yeah, the Fonzarella.
Yeah, no. Arthur Fonzarella, you mean?
Yeah, Fonzarella.
He wore a members only jacket, and then he started wearing a leather jacket.
Yep, and one time thought he was allergic to girls, but it's actually the perfume that the girls wore.
Right, yeah.
It's very worrisome. He could get them ladies.
That's
the Fonzarella.
That's Fonzie.
Yep, Fonzie.
Look, I don't want to get
into it. He's Italian, dude. It's Fonzie.
He's actually...
Just like it's
you know he's actually...
Fonzarella.
He's Jewish. I mean, the actor...
What?
The actor who played Fonzarelli, Arthur Fonzarelli, was Jewish.
Oh, you know he played very convincing Italian.
Yeah, he looked very Italian, and he acted Italian, and he was super cool.
Yeah,
and,
he said that thing, he went, hey, you... Remember he'd always come
Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah,
have you ever seen Happy Days?
Because that's come not... And go, hey, you...
No, hey...
Why would anybody? That's retarded.
Because he was starting the alphabet, and they just never let him finish.
I didn't know that.
The show was supposed to be about teaching kids letters and numbers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they never wrote past that first letter.
He said, hey, you. He didn't say A.
Look, man, I don't want to argue with you.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to argue, my man. I'm sorry.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. I'm fine to cede my point to you. You know, that's fine with me.
Oh, no, no, no. We should probably check after the show. I mean, let's agree to disagree for the moment, huh? Let's clink our spoon.
Okay, yeah.
There we go.
Yay, all right. So that's a gentleman's spoon agreement. Yep. That
nothing to nose. We'll check on this later.
That's right. Don't hit me. Hey, speaking of nose,
yeah.
Have you ever done that thing where you hang a spoon from your nose? You know, where you you take the spoon and you fog it up with your breath. Okay. And then make sure your nose isn't too oily. Fog it up, and then you just hang it from the tip of your... Hold on, this works.
Let me try.
Just so you just take it. It's a... And then it's supposed to hang.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not. This is a thing, though. It really is. I think.
Where did you do this?
Like, it's too cold in the studio. No, this is like a thing in like elementary school lunch.
It's not working. We probably need to go to school.
No, you don't have to be in a school. It's just a. This is a thing. It used to be a thing. Why? How did you drop your spoon so much?
It's not a thing.
No, it is. Okay, I'm gonna try and hang two of them from my eyes. Nope.
I just given up.
Okay. Well, there's a thing where you could hang a spoon from your nose, and it was like a cool thing because it was about friction. Because if you made sure there was enough friction between the spoon and your nose, that's what held it in place and defied gravity.
Okay.
So it was like a teaching tool.
Defy gravity? You just get some friction.
Well, more friction it adds resistance, so it's harder for things to move. So gravity has to work harder.
So if I move my feet real fast, like, you know, on the ground as fast as I can, like, to cause, like, friction.
Yeah.
Does that mean I can jump, like, higher than normal? Because I'm under my feet is going to be, like,
No. More that's gravity and, that's totally a different thing. If you rub your feet together really fast...
You know, on the ground, like I'm doing right now.
But that's not... You're not... I know what you're doing.
Start jumping.
You're not going to... Whoa! Wow!
No!
You actually jumped up...
Yeah, I hit the...
...to the ceiling. How did... That... But that...
Ha-ha!
But that doesn't make any
Wow, that's how I can dunk now.
Sense.
Boy, that's all I do is score. That's how I score most of my points is dunking, but now I can dunk even higher. I could probably dunk on the other side of the court now.
But that's not how gravity works.
I just defied it.
You just defied the laws of gravity.
Yeah, welcome to it.
You know what?
You're welcome.
Can we just take a break? Because I got to go check my
put the
physics.
Break as far as you can on the SSD.
Okay, I'm going to go put it on the wall, and then they're going to jump to the goddamn...
Ha ha! Break.
Welcome back to Trends.
Trends, the show that never ends.
That's true. It's endless.
Yeah.
I mean, until the end.
Cyclical.
And then it's, yeah, cyclical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the movie The Neverending Story? Do you know that movie?
Yeah. Is that cyclical too?
Well, I mean, they made a series of them.
Yeah.
I love the part when he's telling Atreyu to be confident. Do you know the part I'm talking about? Sebastian, the boy reading the book, is trying to encourage Atreyu, the sort of main hero boy.
I remember his name.
And there's a part where he's freaking out, Atreyu is. And Sebastian has to say through the book, Atreyu, be confident! And it's like, it's a sappy thing.
That's not sappy.
But he boosts Atreyu, and Atreyu actually is triumphant.
Does Atreyu, like, when Atreyu's trying to be confident, does he hear, like, a loud...
He hears it, yeah, from, like, the skies. Confident. Be confident! And it really, like...
That would actually scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, like the voice of God, you know, like in the clouds. Yeah, yeah, right. Ah, you're wetting your pants.
Yeah.
But when I'm in a situation where I'm, like, unsure of myself, which is, you know, frequent, I hear that. Like, that movie's not a great movie. But it was like a touchstone when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, likewise. It's like, I remember seeing it.
And when I am in a situation where I, like, have to meet some new people or I have to do some kind of presentation about something, and I'm nervous, you know, like, am I going to do this right? How is it going to be received? I hear Sebastian's voice in my head saying, but weirdly, not my name. I just hear him saying, Atreyu, be confident.
If you ever need that to happen, you can put me on speakerphone. I'll be happy. Just call me up.
You do that for me?
I would yell, Atreyu, be confident.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that audio that you just recorded, and I'm going to clip that out, and I'm going to put that on, like, my phone so I can just play it to myself anytime I need it.
You have my permission.
Where it's you. You know what I should do is get you a series of you saying different, like, specific phrases to help me through different situations. So I'm going to give you some situations, and then I want you to give me a saying that you think would be just right for getting me through.
Okay.
So I'll start with something basic, like I'm at the grocery store, and I can't decide which kind of bread I want to get.
Atreyu, more grain!
Excellent, excellent. Okay, I'm at the doctor's office, and I want to tell the doctor about a problem I'm having in sort of a sensitive area, and I'm nervous about bringing it up.
Atreyu, cough, but not too hard!
Great, that's going to really help me out. Yep. All right, my daughter's having problems at school, and I have to talk to one of the parents of another kid about this issue. And I don't want to seem like a dick, but I want to make sure that, you know, we're getting things out in the open. And I'm nervous about talking to them. What do you have?
Atreyu! Tell them to go fuck themselves!
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think the tell them to go fuck themselves is going to be helpful in a lot of areas.
You could just use that one for everything.
Actually. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, what about, I'm frustrated with my wife. But I don't want to say anything hurtful, so I'm worried I'm going to say something mean, even if I don't mean it. What should I do?
Atreyu, let's hit the sheets!
Nice, nice.
Yeah?
So go fuck yourself, and then let's hit the sheets. Now, if I mix those two up, I got probably got problems.
Hey,
if
that's, I don't that's your personal life, my man. I can only help, you know, I'm only there to say these phrases. You do what you want.
And everyone should know, you guys are welcome to take any of these.
Anybody.
And lift them out and use them in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, you if you need me to do them, just send us an email here at...
trendspod@gmail.com.
/ tilde Mortimer.
Yes, you can throw that in if you want as well. And Dan will customize recording of whatever you want him to... He'll say what you need.
I'll show you that shit.
He'll know what you need. I'll you just tell him the scenario, send it in, here's what's happening, and Dan will...
No situation is too vague or too
specific.
Small.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're talking about spoons in this episode. So far we've really gotten into it. And I have to say, I just from a usage point of view, like from the utility it's made for, I really like a really heavy spoon.
You're not a fan of the plastic spoon?
Well, I mean in a pinch. You know, if I'm in a pinch and I gotta scoop something into my gaping maw, plastic spoon will do.
Your maw does gape a
little
bit.
It gapes. It gapes it up. Yeah. But if I'm getting like, you know, like best case scenario kind of thing, and someone's like, "Hey, man, you just tell us what you need, we'll get it." I want a hefty. I want to know I'm holding a spoon.
Yeah, like when you eat soup or something.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of those like Asian type, like deep, like plastic
chopsticks.
Spoons. No. I mean, I know that's the Asian spoon. But like the
chopsticks.
Soup spoons.
Yeah, the chopsticks? Where you put them two of them together?
No.
And you scoop up a noodle?
No, there's an actual like spoon. It's like kind of made to like scoop soup.
You're holding your hand like you have chopsticks.
No, I'm holding my hand like I'm holding a spoon, like a utensil.
But you said it's for Asian soup. That's chopsticks.
You can't.
And then you drink.
No. This is a soup. Like sometimes you go to this. Like,
what kind of soup? How do you make it?
A little bit of tofu. A little bit of cilantro, throw a little bit of catfish in there.
That sounds good.
Some egg, possibly some parsnips.
So you cook the egg and then add it, or you make it cook in the soup, the egg?
Well, you can do either or. I kind of like it cooking in the soup, you know.
So you crack a raw egg
it's
into the soup?
Like egg drop soup, you know, but with noodles.
Now, egg drop soup. How do you make egg drop soup? That one I've never understood.
Well, you just like cook soup and you just drop the egg into it.
Okay, so I got chicken noodle soup and then I just drop an egg inside of it?
Yeah, and it'll like coagulate and turn all eggy and strippy. You can actually drop a couple eggs in there.
How many eggs, on average, do you put in a bowl of... So you have French onion soup. How many eggs do you drop in it?
I guess it's how eggy you're feeling. Sometimes I do two, sometimes I do three.
Would you do four?
Yeah, it depends on how much food I want to eat.
Five?
I'll do five. I don't care.
Would you do six eggs?
I'll do five.
Yeah. Would you do seven eggs?
Sure, why not?
What about eight eggs?
Okay, just put a whole carton in there.
A carton of eggs? Yeah, a carton of six or a carton of 12?
We already surpassed six. It's going to be 12.
Why do you say that like it's obvious?
Because you went to number seven. Like, I'm going to go back.
Yeah, but then you said a carton. Carton is can be multiple things. You can get a carton of 24 eggs. Do you mean 24 eggs?
No, I just meant 12. 24 would be ridiculous.
Well, what if it's like a big kettle of soup for like a community of people?
That would be acceptable then, 24. You probably want a 48, that one.
48?
Two cartons, yeah.
How many, what if you just get cartons of six to eat up, equal up to 48? Would you do that?
You can do whatever you want, as long as it's 48. You don't even need to get, you can just get a basket and put 48 eggs in them.
Where would you get them? Like, where would you get a basket?
Always get a basket from the Wedge.
The Wedge Cooperative in Minneapolis.
Yes.
This episode is sponsored by Minneapolis' Wedge. No, Whole Foods is last week.
Oh, okay.
Scratch that.
Seward.
No. Come on, man. You're going to lose our... This episode of Trends is brought to you by...
The girls of the Wedge.
The Wedge and the lovely ladies who work there. And the sweaty, unshowered men. The Wedge Co-op. For all the things you want. Except for some of the things where you end up going to Target for.
Home of the organic sweat.
Wedge. Hey, speaking of the Wedge, I was trying to find the right kind of plate the other day.
Oh, yeah.
To serve pancakes on.
Oh, that is a special plate.
And
you can't just serve any plate on a pan, like any just old plate for pancakes.
It's true. You can't.
I'm glad you have known that. Like, you're man enough to know that.
Yeah, I ended up using a decorative ceramic plate.
Ooh, really?
And it really wowed the brunch audience.
Oh, you had this was for a brunch audience.
Yeah. I was at a restaurant.
Are you sure you just didn't have brunch at your house?
Yeah. I don't have brunch at my house. I have a small house.
I wasn't invited?
No, I'm not covering for a brunch I had.
What?
I didn't have all of our mutual friends over for a brunch 2 days ago without you being invited.
Oh.
And serve them pancakes on a decorative ceramic plate.
I don't even want any pancakes if I came over to your house. I'd say, no, thank you.
This didn't happen, so you don't have to worry about it.
I was like, I'll pass on the pancakes. I'm not a big pancake guy.
Oh, well, let me just tell you. I didn't have a brunch, but if I did, the pancakes were a hit, especially the blueberry pancakes.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure you make a delicious pancake.
I didn't make any, but if I did, if it had happened 2 days ago.
Then you'd usually go overkill when you have your blueberry pancakes. You also have blueberry syrup. I'm like, you don't need it.
I made blueberry eggs once, not 2 days ago, but I did. Oh, they have antioxidants, so it's healthier. And I put a little flaxseed oil in there, too.
Ooh, I love the flaxseed.
Yeah.
You get a lot of omega-3s going there.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just put so much omega-3s in that it becomes omega-6.
Whoa.
Or omega-12, like a carton of omega fatty acids.
48 would probably kill you. Your prostate would probably just explode.
Oh, that's a terrible image of someone's exploding prostate.
Yeah, right? That would bring a man to his knees.
I'm frightened by the very concept.
I wonder how much it would take. How much would be a way to, like... Bet you the Nazis, if they were still around, the Nazis, they went, you know, all those weird experiments they had, like, just, you know, torturing people?
Yeah, of course I know. Mangala?
Yeah. Like,
hey,
like,
do you think the Nazis in their experiments ever used, like, the spoons to, like, gouge out eyeballs or other...
They used spoons for tons of stuff.
Other parts of people's bodies?
What's the weirdest Nazi experiment that you heard of?
The one that I ever heard? I mean, I heard that they made furniture out of skin, but I don't think that's true.
I can't remember. I read a book that might have been true. I can't remember.
I don't think it is. It's never been proven. People have said it, but I don't think there's proof.
They took, like, an airplane engine, and they put somebody in a room, and they...
Go on. I like where this is headed.
No, and they...
Is this fine?
The engine on until it, like, decompressurized the room. It slowly decompressurized the room, and they just wanted to see the effects.
So they got, like, sucked into the room?
No, but it would just, like, they would just slowly... All the pressure got out of the room, and the person's head would just slowly, like...
implode or something?
It was, like, yeah, it sounded...
Is that real?
Yeah, it sounded horrifying, yeah. And it took a really long time for it to happen. And so, like, the people would be like, yeah, that's not
good. I don't want to talk about this.
The other one I heard about...
Can I be honest with you?
Interesting one where they...
Making me uncomfortable.
Well, here's what one they did where they put...
Why are you acting it out? That's the thing. Like, you seem kind of giddy. You seem like maybe you're... Have you been reading Nazi sympathizer books?
I've been reading a lot about them.
Yeah, but are they from the point of view of, like, the Nazis? Like, no, hey, we're just people. Is it like that?
No, it's the point of view that they're awful and evil.
Okay.
Because they were.
Yeah, I just, I like to think of, like, hey, you should see it from everyone's point, everyone's point of view. Everything makes sense.
Well, here's the one I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Put your hands in water.
Yeah, that's fine for, like, before you're going to eat.
No, so you would just put your hands in water and then would see how long it would take till they pruned up and then the skin would fall off.
What? Yeah. No. You can't make someone's hand stay in water that long.
It took, like, 3 weeks.
I don't want to... This is really upsetting. Like, yeah. I don't like this. Could we talk about something better? Like, something...
Sure.
How about something related to spoons?
Oh, that'd be great.
So, Dan?
I think Jumpers has something to say about spoons.
Well, how do we get him in here?
Hey, Jumpers!
I don't think that's going to work.
Jumpers?
Is he out there?
No, he's not out there.
He's not. He's still dealing with the cleaning up from escorting our...
He's got strong feelings about spoons. That's the only silver he has in his house.
Spoons?
Yeah, you've been there. I should remember that's all he's got.
Yeah, I didn't really realize that's all he had.
He told me that was his family's crest.
Two spoons, like, crossed?
I think something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's got ties and shit like that with him on it.
Hey, have you ever tried to play the spoons? You know, like the old-timey... Like the old-timey...
Is that how you play them?
I don't think so. They're just bumping them against each other.
Yeah, that's what you do.
No. Here, look. This is... I had a relative who used to, like an uncle who played the spoons, and he showed us how to do it. That's a traditional song from Appalachia.
That was almost a Nazi experiment right there.
What? Yeah. Like, did your skin fall off your hand?
Pretty much.
I think it was beautiful.
Yeah, let me try my version of that, okay?
Yeah.
Fine. See that rhythm? I got natural rhythm.
Okay. Are you going to play a song?
Yeah, I am. Those are national anthems.
It was?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought it was America the Beautiful.
Is that the same thing?
No, the Star Spangled Banners.
I'll play Kathmandu.
Nice. Is that Bob Seger?
Yep.
Nice.
You hear that?
No.
Damn it. It's not as good as
I can't make it out.
Well, okay. It's the first time I've tried to play the spoons. I'm sorry.
Why do you think they call it spooning? Like when a couple is laying next to each other?
I'm showing you right now. I'm holding up two spoons.
Yeah?
See how that little concave area? This other spoon fits perfectly into that. Check it out.
Yeah.
Spooning.
Yeah, but is that how do people really fit that way?
Hell yeah.
I don't think I've ever fit that well against somebody else.
Are you like the outside of the spoon or the inside of the spoon?
It doesn't matter. Either way.
Yeah, I'm either way.
Like I feel more like this is how it is. Like. That's just like...
Oh, that's how you spoon?
It just feels like
opposite?
It. Yeah. Like, or what... I mean, this seems like this makes more sense.
That makes a hell of a lot
more
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is like...
Yeah, I think everybody knows what's going on right now. That makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah. People understand what I'm doing with these spoons.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty
But much... also, like, this is good? Or down this way? Like this?
I don't know about that. The other one was way better. Cause
this seemed, one?
That seemed all-inclusive to everybody's pleasure, that one right there.
Yeah. For people who can't see, which is everybody, who can't see what I'm doing, I have the spoons laying next to each other talking, and Dan thought that seemed really pleasing to both parties, that they were just having a conversation.
Yeah, that's what people like to do in bed.
Did you know that before they had mirrors, they used spoons, people would use spoons to check their appearance?
Really?
And make sure that their hair was fine and everything was in place, which is why...
That's probably when they had wigs, so they didn't really need to do that.
No, but, I mean, they just still needed to... They didn't do it a lot, but it explains something. You'll notice in old paintings, like pre-mirror times, that everyone's hair was combed. It looked upside down. So look at a spoon.
Just so what Elvis did?
Look in a spoon, and you'll notice this. So this is why. The perspective, it makes everything look upside down in a spoon.
Jeez, okay.
So everyone combed their hair and adjusted their eyebrows and worked their facial hair.
I can't get myself to go upright.
No, even if you turn the spoon the other way, it's still upside down.
Oh, look at that. Why don't you just turn the spoon around?
Well, they didn't figure that out. That's
Come on.
It's innovation.
Look at that. All you had to do is turn it around, and you're right side up.
Oh, so the bowl side is upside down, but then...
The booty side is upside down.
No, I've never heard that.
Well, it's in the spooning
terminology used in that exact way before.
Yo, John.
Oh, hey, Jumpers.
Did you guys miss your spoons? I heard you guys miss your spoons.
Yeah, we have spoons. We're talking about
my family crest, right?
Dan was just saying something about that.
Dan was correct. That's my family crest. It's two spoons spooning each other.
So you guys must have been big fans of the show Silver Spoons in your family.
What are you talking about?
Silver Spoons? It was an ABC...
Yeah, that's my family crest, Silver Spoons.
No, there was
a TV... Did they do a show about my family?
I don't think it was your family. Is your family rich white people?
Give me a motherfucking break.
Oh, Give Me a Break. Was that show about your family?
No. What show is that?
That's with Nell Carter.
Who?
Nell Carter.
I don't even know who you...
She was a famous fat actress.
Okay, you can't know every famous fat actress. I guess that's one that escaped my radar.
I bet. Kathy Najimy.
Who?
Do you know Kathy Najimy?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know a lot of fat actresses.
How many do you know? Just tell me two fat actresses you respect the work of.
Respect?
You enjoy.
I'm trying to think. Kate Winslet.
She's not fat.
I agree with you. That was a test to see if you fell for that. I agree with you
100%. Okay, thank you. No, she's a...
Fat actress. Let me see.
Fatress.
Fatress? That's just me, man.
Oh, sorry.
Come on now.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think.
Come on, Jompers.
I don't know, because like all ladies look beautiful to me, so I don't even know.
I'm not saying they're not beautiful. I'm just saying fat. That's not not beautiful.
Why don't you just say they're beautiful women? Why do you got to point out that they're overweight?
Because they still look different. You can still point out people's differences without saying they're negative.
Well, you didn't say something else other than fat, man.
Look at Dan. He's wearing a tuxedo. Yeah, does that mean he looks bad in it?
How'd your date go?
Yeah, Dan, you didn't tell us all about it. I mean, you said that you had good food and you had steak tartare.
What'd you order, my man? Well, I got the steak tartare. The what? The steak tartare?
Jumpers, it seems like you don't know anything.
I know plenty, motherfucker.
Wow, I wasn't getting up in your face. I just said
it wasn't cooked, so I sent it back. Well, that's a good idea, man.
Well, the Jumpers, the whole joke is steak tartare is like meat served essentially raw. Like that's...
But that's against health code. I think you would be shut down
if your restaurant served that food. It's a delicacy. It's a thing.
They're usually bullshit like that nobody wants to eat as a delicacy.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
It's probably something the Nazis gave people to eat.
Why are you talking about Nazis?
It just seems like some weird experiment they do to make people, hurt.
We were talking about Nazis earlier. I don't really want to go back into Nazis. That's...
I don't want to either.
So then don't bring up Nazis.
I won't. It's not even fat Nazis, as you would probably call the overweight ones.
So your family is Silver Crest.
And Silver Spoons.
Your family is Silver Spoons.
That's our crest. Yeah, check it out. I'll show you.
Well, you got a tattoo of it.
Yep, right here.
Wow.
Right on my armpit.
Wow.
That hurt, too.
Yeah, those are big. That's like bigger than actual spoons.
Every man or woman that is born on their, let's say, kind of men get it at the age of 15, women get it at the age of 14, but they have to get it under their armpit like that if they want to be taken into the clan, the clan of the Silver Spoons,
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it goes way, way back. We don't even know where it started from.
Well, it probably started from your great, 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 great...
Too many greats to go into, my man. So, it's probably a whole carton of greats. You know what I'm saying?
Like 24 greats?
No, 48, motherfucker.
Sorry, jeez.
Probably 60. Maybe 120.
I don't know about...
It goes way back, way, way back before even recorded history, I'm sure.
That's a long time. They had spoons before they had recorded history?
They did, motherfucker. How else would people eat? With their fingers?
Yes.
No, they wouldn't. They invented spoons. The fire and then spoons.
So the first spoon, do you think it was just like a slightly rounded rock? Like
probably.
They just scraped it up?
Probably they had like a rock just probably fell and like it was in the shape of something that they could like scoop food into their mouth in. And then people kind of noticed that, realized it was a useful tool. And kept, probably people made it or looked for similar rocks that had those qualities,
Yeah.
Probably use them, probably to be careful,
Hey, you Jumpers, you probably have an opinion about this. I know you've worked in nursing homes in the past.
Yes, I have.
Would you prefer to use a flat rock to eat some ice cream or one of those wooden, tongue depressor type things?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Good, yeah.
That's the thing, I would use neither. I'd use my fingers for that.
You just stick your fingers in some ice cream?
That wooden stuff. The ice cream ends up just tasting like...
It's bad, and you get tongue slivers.
Or a dog tree, whatever you want to call it, Dogwood.
Dogwood? Yeah. Dagwood? You ever have a Dagwood sandwich?
Hell yeah. You mean the Cosby sandwiches? See, my versions are the Cosby sandwiches.
With chips on it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the first sandwich I ever made. Once I saw that man make that sandwich, I'm not kidding you. I don't think that episode ended. I just ran to the corner store, got me all that stuff, all the trimmings, all the hoagie buns, all the potato chips for the crunch.
Yeah.
Gave me one of those. Got some chocolate soda. You can't get chocolate soda anymore.
No, that's not a thing anymore.
I don't even know where he got that at that time.
Brooklyn.
I suppose you can get anything in Brooklyn.
Anything.
Anything
you want. Are you worried about your heart? Like, there's too much sodium. He was always in trouble. Like, he had high blood pressure.
I don't eat them all the time. A couple times a year I have one now. I mean, when I was a kid, I did. You can do that shit when you're a kid,
Yeah, you can just eat whatever. No one cares.
I eat one of those sandwiches on my birthday usually, so...
Oh, happy birthday. A couple months ago.
You didn't wish me happy birthday a couple months ago?
I don't think I did.
The fuck's wrong with
you? No offense. Well, I got you these spoons.
Fuck you. I know that guy brought those spoons. He had like none of those spoons in his goddamn pockets. So give me that. Yeah, I gotta play you the spoons. I stole some spoons from him.
Are you gonna play the spoons?
Oh, yeah, check this out.
Jumpers can probably actually play the spoons. Whoa! He's doing it with one hand. was fantastic.
I don't fuck around.
That was really impressive. Was that John Coltrane?
Yes, it was.
That was nice.
I think that was called The Things I Like, that song with John Coltrane.
Yeah. I love that.
It's one of his more famous songs, The Things I Like.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
I don't know if there are albums of people playing the spoons.
You know there are.
But if you made an album, I bet they'd sell. That would do well. People would buy that.
I'm going to do that tonight.
You're going to go make an album?
No, next family reunion, because we all play spoons. Next family reunion, I think we'll just have a whole spoon band. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Bass spoons, because they make big spoons. They have bass spoons. They got tremolo spoons.
They have little piccolo spoons.
They got piccolo spoons. They got a juice spoon. Juice harp. They got a juice spoon as well. You know, they got all types of spoons. We'll have a big band going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Just for you, man. Name a song you want us to do on the thing. I'll dedicate it to you. What about me? Well, fuck you.
Yes. Sorry, Dan. You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates.
You Make My Dreams Come True.
You Make My Dreams Come True.
Ooh, yeah,
no,
like, ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Wow, 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 you, ooh. You Make My Dreams Come True. Ooh. What I want, you got. Yep, just go. Give up. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Dan.
Thanks, Chompers.
You're welcome.
That was really fun.
That's beautiful. Let me guess, Dan, your date didn't show up. Yeah, she didn't.
Well, how about we just, let's, in an ideal world, you know, for me, nice heavy spoon, what kind of date does show up for you when you're waiting, Dan? Because this is, you know, let's get to it. Let's get into it.
What kind of date?
Yeah, who walks in that door?
Nobody, usually.
No, I'm talking in an ideal world. Surely that's not your ideal, like nobody showing up.
Well, yeah, I ask them out, they say yes, but then they never show up.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, Who do you want to come in? Like, who, if you're sitting there waiting for a date to show, say you're on a blind date, someone sets you up on a blind date,
all right,
and you're sitting and it's a nice restaurant, right. They brought the bread to the table at no extra cost, it's a nice place.
That is a good place.
And you're waiting for the lady, who do you want, or fella, I don't, you know, whichever, it's fine.
Whoopi Goldberg, one with a sense of humor.
Oh, I see, I thought you meant literally Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, she could if she wanted, I mean. I'd take anything at this point.
Well, that's really sad. I mean, she does do a million characters. Like, she was a Broadway phenom. Yeah, you know, she did.
Well, I mean, this is the first one that came to my head. Maybe Kathy Najimny. Is that a woman?
Yeah, Kathy Najimny. Yeah. She was she's a funny actress. She does funny voices. She did voices on King of the Hill.
What's that girl that played Punky Brewster? She'd probably not do anything.
Salil Moonfry.
Yeah, what?
That's her name, Salil.
Okay, she's not walking in. That's her name. I ain't tall.
She's pretty cute. Salil Moonfry. She used to have mismatched socks.
Well, I thought you were going to say something else.
What? Mismatched shirt and pants?
Yeah. I don't know.
You haven't even given this any thought? I mean, that's surprising to me. I figured you would have something in mind.
Maybe the Cobras. Remember? From
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, maybe her. Or girl with glasses. Girl with glasses. Let's just say that. Girl with glasses. Any girl with glasses come in the door.
Really?
How about that? Yeah.
So Whoopi Goldberg in glasses would be like your ideal.
Great, yeah.
All right, well, you know what? Weirdly,
well,
I...
Any massage therapist you want to come through the door. How about an Asian massage therapist? Okay, how about a happy ending lady? How about that?
You want a lady who gives people happy endings to be your date?
Then I'm guaranteed to have a good time on the date.
Well, you could just go to a place that does that.
I'm gonna pay for that. Then it's not happy for me.
But... I mean, if she's on a date, she's probably not working. She's probably not going to do that for you.
Yeah, because then it wouldn't be a happy ending, Dan. It would just be a fateful ending. You know?
Yeah, it'd just be sort of...
Probably knowing you, it ain't going to be no fate. It's going to, you know...
Destiny.
That story's going to run short. That line's going to get wiped away in the sand before it even happens, you know?
Well, that's hurtful, Jumpers.
That's true. It ain't hurtful if it's true.
Yeah, the truth can really hurt.
It's true.
We don't need to pile on Dan, okay? He had a tough date last night.
Well, it was a non-date. I don't know if it's... I mean, it was today, actually. I came straight from it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you just stayed in your tuxedo crying all day. But you didn't. You just had a date, and then you came to the studios to record.
You might be right. I did do a little crying today.
I did not mean to bring that up. That is not...
It's all right. I slept in a tuxedo and then cried. It's okay.
That's really sad, man.
Oh my God, hit that brake button.
Yeah, why don't we... Hey, will you friction up your feet and just jump over there?
I'm gonna throw this fucking stool.
Okay, fine.
Hey-ya!
Welcome back to Trends.
Don't underestimate trends. We'll get you in the end.
That is right. This episode is all about spoons.
Spoons.
The wide world of spoons.
Not the band, which is a good band.
Dan loves the band Spoon.
I do love the band
Spoon. I don't really get them because they use the same "ga" word too many times in the name of one of their albums.
They made
an album. Ga, 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 ga. Is that accurate?
Yeah, well, that's the name of their album. I don't think they actually have any songs where they went ga, 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 ga.
But did I get the right numbers? Six?
I think it's like five or six, yeah.
I think I nailed it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Up top.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoon, spoon.
Spoon, spoon. Spoon. Nice.
Yeah, but they made an album that the guy who writes all the songs and stuff like that is pretty much, you know, Dan besides the drummer. I love it because it's true. He said he told the studio when he handed the album in it, he said, "How do you describe the album?" He said, "It's a heavy tambourine album." I believe that was Kill the Moonlight, that beautiful album.
And there's tons of tambourine in it?
Great, yeah. They're great hand clappers, tambourine dudes. Yeah, like great, great. And it is. If you listen to it, there's like, I never noticed it until I read that. I was like, there is a shitload of tambourine on that album.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and you don't notice. And normally, that gets in the way of the ROCK happening.
Yeah, me. I mean, tambourine can be a great rhythm maintainer. Yeah.
But it is, if you listen to it, it's got a lot of tambourine.
I've never really given Spoon much of a chance.
You should.
But I do like bands that can utilize the hand clapping.
They do it a lot.
Hall & Oates that we talked about earlier,
yeah.
They do hand clapping.
Yeah.
I know you're not a big fan, but I like some of the Hold Steady stuff. They like to throw in a hand clap.
I haven't really heard too much, so I can't really make an opinion.
They're just like a bar band rock kind
that's
of music.
That's the guy that's half-hall, right? No, that's not him at all.
No. What was that?
I have no
do
idea.
That again. I want to know what...
Half-hall.
I don't know who that is.
That's
no, that's... No, you're thinking of the guy from Eddie Vedder. You're doing Eddie Vedder.
No, that's more... I'm not even going to do
no,
that.
No, go ahead. Come on.
Fucking cliche.
Do your Eddie Vedder. Do it. All right, don't do it. Don't do it.
Eddie Vedder, doesn't he go,
yeah. Yep, Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
Can I confess something since we're talking about Eddie Vedder?
Yeah, go ahead.
I listened to his ukulele.
I was going to just say, is it good?
You wouldn't like it, but I think it's kind of charming.
Oh, I bet it's good. I've heard some of it.
Like, yeah, it's just ukulele songs. They're just kind of beautiful.
Is there like any other band with it, or is it just him and the ukulele?
It's mostly just ukulele. There's a few other little additional.
Is he doing Hawaiian songs?
And there's
some Hawaiian war chants.
Well, not really. He does do the "Tonight You Belong to Me," of course.
What song is it?
You know, it's they
oh,
use it
from
the jerk.
The jerk.
Yeah. He does a version of that with a nice lady.
Beautiful song right there. What a beautiful moment.
It's awesome. I hate how much I like that song.
It's a great moment. Because
I'm like, it's so easy to get me with
it. It's a pretty beautiful moment.
It's beautiful in the movie.
Did she pull out a trumpet in that? Or did I make that up? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a while. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fawn over that movie, because everyone does. You know, like...
Well, it has its time and place in everybody's life when you first see it. That's probably the time to do it.
It's true. I mean, but now to just, like, you know, he hates these cans. Like, you quote that, no one cares.
No,
they're like,
does.
Just what the hell, man? Done. Yeah, it's great. But what is that? Like, there are things that are so good that everyone can be like, that is awesome, and people love it. But it becomes so good and popular that somehow you're obnoxious for loving it.
Yeah, like Borat. Like, everything runs its course. Borat ran into the ground quick.
I know, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that was an amazing
out,
movie.
Yeah, but I was like, woo, everybody's playing this into the fucking ground.
Because people kept doing that, you know, saying his quotes.
I'm glad
stuff.
I saw it initially, very early. I saw it like the opening night because I was like, this is going to get running to the dirt. Like, crazy. Like,
yeah. That kind of happened with a lot of Sacha Baron Cohen's kind of work. Like, he got so big, and then now there's like
did
a little backlash. What, the Bruno?
Yeah, did you see that?
No, I didn't see
it. Anyway.
Same thing, right?
It's the exact same plot. I was like, come on, man. You're better than that, man.
I don't know. Woody Allen.
No, but it was like he had an assistant. He tried to go to Hollywood. It was like the exact same
thing. Yeah, but isn't
that
what Woody Allen does? Or like tons of people?
Yes.
Like,
You got a point. Okay.
If you nail something,
you got a point.
The thing, I mean, but he didn't do it as well. That's the problem. Yeah, you know, like, I think people should, it's good, find your wheelhouse and just stick in it.
That's a good point. I'm proven wrong.
I mean, what I'm trying to say is, you know, like, people always complain about a band that, oh, this isn't, they've changed their sound.
Well, that I don't mind for some reason.
But then if they keep it the same, people get mad too. Like
Radiohead, boy, when.
Think of your mind.
They changed up their, supposedly, I'm using changed in quotes because they really didn't change up their sound.
You mean when they did Fine by Me Computer?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Is that when they kind of
thumbs
changed?
Thumbs up computer, I think.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up computer.
Yeah.
Thumbs up teletype machine, I think was the original.
It was, all right, computer.
Yeah.
Is that
what
it was?
Do your thing, computer.
Go ahead with your bad computer self.
Do your thing, computer. Right?
Yeah, and it said, doing it, computering.
Computing
yourself.
I do it, I compute. Wasn't that the title of that song?
Why is Jumpers waving through the doorway?
I don't know.
Is he... Oh, is there someone out there with him? Dan, can you see out the door?
Yeah, there is. Jumpers looks kind of annoyed. Yo, motherfuckers! This guy's coming in soon!
Oh, okay.
He's annoying as shit!
Great. Looks like Jumpers has our guest out in the lobby, and it sounds like he's annoying as shit.
As shit!
Okay, Jumpers. You've made your point.
Do you like shit?
I no.
Say, I threw some at you right now. Would you like that?
No,
it's more annoying than that.
Okay, just stop, man. What is the deal? I'm not trying.
Say it. All right, he's got strong feelings.
Why is he so?
He's just Jumpers.
He's an emotional dude.
He is, but that's why I love him.
Should we do a quick another break before we get to our guest, or should we just try to get our guest in the door? What do you? I mean, we kind of lost all.
I said we just have, man, fuck it. We're on the home stretch. Fuck
it. I mean, everyone doesn't need it. If you guys need a break listening, just hit pause. Yeah. And then you can restart it.
1, 2, 3, pause.
Go ahead. Oh, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Great. Good. Fine.
Oh, we took a piss. Okay, let's go.
Wait, you took a piss?
Yeah. Well, just to the
You can't lie to people, Dan. Line. They're going to know.
All right, I just sat here.
Now they won't trust anything else we said. They're going to think we're making up shit. What is wrong with you?
I didn't take a piss.
Good.
Now I'm annoyed as shit.
Good, fine. Everyone's annoyed. Let's get this guy in here.
Bring him in, Jumpers.
Jeez.
Fuck you.
What? What is wrong with Jumpers?
He's on a tear today.
He's pure emotion sometimes.
Sometimes.
He's sweet emotion sometimes.
This guy's wearing a dress.
I think that's a sari.
What? I didn't do anything.
Not a sari. It's like a Southeast Asian thing.
Oh, an apology.
No. No.
What's it called?
It's the name Sari, but that's the lady thing.
Condolences?
It's got another name.
Nero jacket. He's wearing a Nero jacket.
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, you do.
This might be our last show.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
How about you, gentlemen?
Hi. Welcome to Trends. I'm Levi. That's Dan over there.
I already know this.
Wow. Okay. Well, then you've been briefed on us. That's fantastic.
I have briefed myself in the wonders of your mind.
I don't understand what that means. Maybe you could introduce yourself.
Yes.
And,
My name is Palak Paneer.
Palak Paneer?
Palak Paneer.
Huh, that sounds...
I'm Dr. Palak Paneer.
Oh, doctor. Well, welcome, Dr. Paneer.
You are welcome. Thank you. I am very, very good to be here.
And, so we...
Thank you very much.
Okay. We are talking about spoons today, so...
I've been talking about spoons, yes.
Yeah, I just said that.
Very good, very good.
So maybe you... Do you have some expertise in that area?
I do.
Could you...
Yes. Mr. Lapsalot has me over to his house for dinner in the evenings, and I... Excuse me. Achoo!
Oh, do you have a cold, sir, or...?
It's just the dust in here. It's very...
Oh, sorry. Jumpers is supposed to...
I read minds. I have very sensitive nasal passages.
You read minds?
I read minds, yes.
That's amazing.
I've read yours right now. You just said that it was amazing.
Well, that's what I said. That's
no,
not...
but I knew what you were going to say before you said it, and well, you just
you can't really prove
you just
that.
You said you can't really prove that.
Again, you know.
Again, you can't really prove that.
That's just annoying.
I know it's annoying.
You're just copying.
You are copying.
Okay, what am I thinking?
You are thinking. What am I thinking? Or what am I thinking? You are thinking. What are you thinking?
Damn it! He's right. I'm going to think of something, and then you tell me what it is. And it's not just what
it's
am
a spoon.
I. Okay, well, you saw me looking
what
at
am I thinking? It's a spoon.
We're just looking at spoons. I mean, that's...
Well, then don't look at spoons next time.
Okay.
You're thinking of a farm.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah, okay, great.
Dan is thinking of a bunch of fat women.
Really? Wow.
Wow. No one in particular, because you can't just think of one.
Oh, so like a group of fat women?
A giant, big fat woman with like a million heads.
Is that true, Dan?
Yeah,
is that
kind of true. I can't.
Wow. Well, that's...
All women are beautiful to me.
Yeah, that's not the point. Okay, so you can read minds. Great. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But
I can also bend spoons with my mind.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I
gotta tell you something. I think that's tricks.
Like,
I've seen that on TV, and people prep their spoon. You are really annoying with your copying. That's not mind reading. That's just...
It is mind reading.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, why don't you show us how you can bend a spoon?
We happy to show you how I bend spoons with my mind.
It's just repeating me. It's like a child.
Like a child? No, you're a child.
Damn it.
Only a child would say such a thing.
Oh, you heard what I just thought?
I heard what you said. Yeah.
Damn it. All right, go ahead.
I will go ahead. You can see it.
Oh, you picked the biggest spoon.
The biggest spoon here. So, here is the biggest spoon. Excuse me. Gotcha!
I don't get the sneeze.
I have to clear my passages because...
It's part of the mind reading.
So, holding up this spoon, as you can see, this is a normal spoon. It is the biggest spoon. It is the biggest spoon, yes. Now, this is an old trick. I don't know if you know this, but the old people in the times, back in India, where I'm from, they held a spoon up before there was such a thing as a mirror, and they would do their hair in the mirror. But my people were smarter than the average person, and they would turn the spoon around, because then you went upside down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Great. So, here I go. I'm going to bend this spoon with nothing but my mind as an instrument for bending it.
You're not going to just bend it with your hands?
Bend it with my hands, no. Here we go. On the count of three, I want you to look at this. On the count of three.
Should we all count?
Yes, I want you to all count to three. Then on the count of three, close your eyes. And then open them back up.
But then you're going to just bend it with your hands.
My mind. No.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
One, two, three.
Close your eyes. Open them.
It's not bad. I mean, are those tongs? Did you add tongs to that?
You turned it into a spork.
Yeah, did you just... You just switched it with a spork. You just took a spork out of your pocket.
No, I swear to you, it turned right into this.
But it's not bent. I mean, it's perfectly the same as it was. It just has
a spork. But I turned it into a spork.
But that's not what you said
you
were going to
do. I've never done this before. This is quite incredible.
But it's not what you said you were
going to
do.
I said I was going to do, I know. I said I was going to bend it. But this is quite incredible. I turned it into another instrument of eating.
But it's almost the same.
It's almost the same thing, I know.
You didn't actually...
I did.
...bend it. You just took a little bit of the... Bits off the edge.
Let's try it again, okay? The count of three.
You're going to bend the same spoon?
I'm going to bend the spork, okay?
Okay, you're going to bend the spork. So you're a spork bender. That's not the same
thing. Today I'm a spork bender.
All right.
Tomorrow, who knows?
Okay, fine. One, two, three.
Close your eyes. Open.
Okay, now it's just a fork.
How did that happen?
You just bent it deeper. You just made the deeper...
Deeper move, yes. This is amazing. I've never done this before.
Yeah, but you still haven't bent the spoon.
I know. It's still pretty amazing, all right? It turned from a spork to a fork.
Yeah.
Let me try this again. Let's try.
You're going to try and bend it?
What? Okay, count to three.
One, two, three.
Close your eyes.
Closed.
Open your eyes. Say, a knife. Isn't that a miracle?
Yeah, you're pulling this stuff out of your pockets.
What pockets? I'm wearing... Sorry. How can I have pockets in
here? I don't know. You must have something up your sleeve or something.
Young man, feel me. Feel me.
Dan, you check him.
Okay.
You feel his... I think something's up. I think something's bogus.
No, I'm patting him right now. I'm
okay.
Not feeling
Why
anything.
Why are you going so slow, Dan? Why? It's not supposed to be a sensual thing.
It's not sensual, dude.
It seems kind of sensual.
It's not sensual at all.
Yeah, well...
An Indian woman. Let me tell you something. If an Indian woman walked through the door, I would be very happy with that.
I don't understand.
The door with the dates?
Oh, yeah, with glasses.
Beautiful, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
Indian women are very beautiful.
That's true,
Doctor. Yes, Dr. Pinier. Yes. Okay, so you're up to my waist now. As you can see, I have nothing in my pants and anything like
all right,
that.
Well, just let him finish checking, okay? Because this
are you
is...
wearing pants? No, I didn't say I was wearing pants.
Yeah, what's going on with those pants?
Nothing.
Why do you... Stop repeating.
I heard you.
I know you heard me.
Yeah, I didn't bother to repeat that.
It's not the same thing as mind reading.
No, I'm not a mind reading. It's a different skill. You don't know because you can't do it. Try to read my mind.
Got it.
What am I thinking?
What am I thinking?
Very funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, see, that's not what I'm doing. You're not reading my mind. That's not what I'm doing.
You're not reading my mind. You're not reading my mind.
Okay, I'm up to the top here. I don't think there's anything under his armpits.
Okay.
It tickles.
All right, fine.
And no, he doesn't have anything in him. I don't know how he's doing this.
Okay, well, look, take another spoon and then bend the spoon. Because so far you just turned a spoon into something else. So that's not the same thing.
Okay. Let's try to
bend. You're going to bend the spoon or
we'll bend this knife using nothing.
No, use a spoon. You already...
Well, hang on. Okay, I have to turn it back to a spoon. Okay, let's go.
You're going
to
turn a knife into a spoon?
Yes. Knife into a spoon.
All right.
The count of three, right?
Okay. One. Two, three. Closed.
Open your eyes. Look, it's this morning. Is that amazing? You do not seem to be amazed at it.
Well, it's just you broke off part of the knife, so it's like a tiny half knife.
It's a spoon now.
I guess so.
I will bend this knife. Count to three.
One, two, three.
Open.
You're using your hands.
What?
Look, you can't. All you do is repeat everything.
Did you say?
No, what, I don't know. What kind of a doctor are you even?
I'm a fine doctor. I'm a doctor of mind reading.
No. Jumpers, this guy's...
Yeah, didn't I tell you this motherfucker was annoying?
Yeah, and he's full of it.
He's
not
full
even
of
real.
Something, my man.
Yeah, no. Dr. Panier, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming,
I guess.
It's been a pleasure to be here, gentlemen.
Repeating is not a trick. It's not a skill.
It's a skill. Mind reading is a skill, yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, young man, for promoting Indian women. Oh, you're welcome. Good evening, both of you. I wish you well, and I wish Sir Lancelot the heartiest life that he could have. Thank you. And I would like my spoons back. Thank you.
Those are
awesome. Hey, he took my spoons.
These are our spoons.
Come with me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Dan, do you think Sir Lancelot just sent that guy as like a prank? Like, he couldn't do anything.
So I'm reading your mind.
Don't you fucking repeat me now, too. Ah, fuck. This is our last episode. We're done.
Oh, it isn't.
You're being obnoxious like that dude.
I was just trying to read your mind. I'm sorry. Here, try to read my mind.
You're just thinking about your own dick.
God damn it. You're good.
Yeah,
you're
thanks.
Really good.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, what am I thinking?
You're thinking we need to wrap this up?
Nope, I was thinking about your dick. Boom. But yeah, we should wrap up.
All right. Well, this is the end of our spoons episode.
I guess trends does end.
Until it comes back. Hey, everyone, until we see you next time, I'm still Levi. That's Dan, and Dan is going to give you his classic catchphrase.
Japanese women, walk through that door now.